There's something you should know about fatherhood. It's Imam Ali's birthday, and that means it's Father's Day. Hey, dads are important too. A lot of people think that mum has to be obeyed first and foremost. No, it shouldn't be a competition, and there shouldn't be a contradiction, but generally speaking, there often is. Mum and dad have a fight, dad saying to give him the dynamite, mum saying to give her the dynamite. Who are you supposed to obey? Don't get me wrong, a mother has a great status in Islam. It is reported that the Holy Prophet was asked over and over again, "O Prophet of Allah, towards whom should I exhibit goodness and kindness?" 3 times the Holy Prophet replied, "Your mother." And then finally, the 4th time the man asked, and after that, towards whom? The Holy Prophet finally replied, "Your father." When it comes to who in the entire world deserves your goodness and kindness, no one can compare to your mother. Father comes 4th place. The point is that despite this, through his infinite wisdom and mercy, Allah has created the man as the wali of the house. Despite the mother evidently deserving more kindness, affection, and goodness, it is the father to whom is ultimately owed obedience. And generally speaking, goodness and obedience are due to both. The Quran says, "If either or both of them reach old age with you, say not to them so much as oof." Oof. No, oof. Not good.
Oh, for God's sake, Mom.
Are you trying to go to hell?
Don't even sigh at your parents.
But what if they're being really irritating?
You're not allowed to say that, even if it's true.
Oh, come on, just a little sigh. That's just trivial,
is it?
The 6th Imam, Imam Sadiq, has explained about this verse that had Allah known of a thing more trivial and insignificant than the word "akh" or "uff," he would have forbidden it to be spoken to the parents. Meaning that that which we consider to be small, trivial, and insignificant in reality may be great.
But just to what extent are we supposed to be good and obey our parents? I mean, what if our parents tell us to do bad things?
Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, "And we have enjoined upon man goodness to parents. But if they endeavor to make you associate with me that of which you have no knowledge, do not obey them." The 8th Imam, Imam Ridha, has eloquently summarized this issue, saying to do good to one's parents is obligatory, even if they are of the polytheists. However, they should not be obeyed in acts that go against the commands of Allah. Simple. You see, our understanding of Islam is only as deep as we are willing to explore. Sure, Islam is simple, but for more complex situations, Islam has more complex solutions. Be good to your parents. Simple. But what if your parents are evil? You still have to be good to them. Imam Baqir has said that it is incumbent on everyone to be good and kind towards one's parents, irrespective of whether they are good or evil. If we still have to be good to evil parents, imagine how good we have to be to normal parents. Remember, being good and kind is not the same as being obedient. You have to be good and kind to your parents no matter what, pretty much. But obedience? Contrary to popular opinion, the Holy Quran not only teaches us to disobey our parents in certain situations, but it even teaches us how. For example, it reminds us when Abraham said to his father, Azar, "Do you take idols as deities? Indeed, I see you and your people to be in manifest error." Granted, we know from the tafsir that Azar was not Prophet Abraham's real father, but his uncle. Even so, the Quran is using the word father for a reason. Through presenting the paternal relationship between Prophet Ibrahim and his polytheistic father, it is showing us that sometimes on the right path, you must disassociate yourself from those who are wrongdoers, even if they are your father and your father's people. That's deep. Sometimes out of love for one's parents, one might have to argue with them. Yes, argue with them for the sake of the deen and for the sake of destroying idols and ignorance. And the Quran tells us that Prophet Ibrahim said, "Oh my father, why do you worship that which does not hear and does not see and will not benefit you at all?" Unfortunately, an attitude which prevails today is one which says, "I'm old and you're young, therefore I know everything and you know nothing at all." Prophet Ibrahim declares in the Quran, "Oh my father, truly the knowledge has come to me which has not come to you. Therefore follow me, I will guide you on a right path." And
Sometimes it may even be necessary to warn one's parents about the punishment of the hereafter. A bit of role reversal there. Oh my father, surely I fear that a punishment from the beneficent Allah should afflict you so that you should be a friend of the Satan.
Hey! I am not saying that kids should now go out and start arguing with their parents. That's not the point. Please don't misunderstand. Please don't just start fighting with your Muslim parents who probably do know more than you and you're not a prophet of God. The point is, let's try to look at this positively a moment.
A child who tries to bid his parents towards doing good things and, you know, forbidding their evil is actually a huge blessing. You see, being good to one's parents is not always about being utterly submissive to everything they say when they might be saying the wrong thing. Sometimes you need to be cruel to be kind. Sometimes you need to confront them with compassion. Sometimes you need to fight them with love. The Quran teaches us to be maintainers of justice, bearers of witness for Allah's sake, though it may be against your own selves or your parents or near relatives. You need to be righteous, even if it is against your own parents. The trick is to do it out of love and compassion. The Holy Prophet has said, the look of a child towards his parents out of love for them is an act of worship. Furthermore, Imam Sadiq has said, Allah shall not accept the prayers of a person who looks at his parents with hatred, even if they have been unfair to him. In fact, being good to parents, even when they have died, is recommended for us.
How?
The Holy Prophet said, whoever visits the graves of his parents or one of them every Friday, Allah shall forgive his sins.
How bizarre that Islam has emphasized such a great deal on being good to parents, and yet many of us cringe at the idea of visiting our living parents or even giving them a call. If your parents call you and you wait a full 5 seconds before replying,
yes.
Biscuit.
I'm in the middle of something, Mom. As though they're calling you is not important. Nah. You need to sort your dinner.
Look, get this straight. Your dad is not your buddy.
If he walks into the room and you're sitting upside down on the sofa and don't even sit up and give him salam, if you're interrupting him when he's speaking, if you're walking in the street and he's carrying the bags while you're skipping along ahead empty-handed, is this not disrespectful? In fact, Imam Baqir has stated, my father once saw a man leaning on his father's arm while they were walking. Out of his detestation of this scene, my father did not speak to him forever. The Imam of the time didn't wish to speak to him because of something that many of us would consider trivial. Don't be surprised if the Imam of your time does not wish to speak to you ever because of this disrespect that you have shown to your father. The fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad, prayed to Allah saying, oh Allah, fill me with fear of my parents, like the fear one has towards a tyrannical sovereign. Western society in particular is training youths to not fear their parents. But actually, in Islam, this fear of parents is a good thing. And if you have it, you should be thankful and grateful that you do. Society today is attempting to downplay the status of a mother.
Oh, she's nothing. It's easy to be a mother. Oh, you're a career woman. You've maintained your figure and spend 9 hours a day working for a corporate company.
Bravo. Bravo. Bravo!
Oh, you're just a mother. You have lots of kids and you spend your time raising the next generation. Good for you!
Western society dictates that such women are at the bottom of the social order. That's why the Holy Prophet taught us that heaven itself is at the feet of such women. And when it comes to fathers, oh, fathers are nothing! Dad, what does that even mean? We have been indoctrinated to look down at the esteemed status of what it means to be a father. Let's face it, in a society where many don't even know who their fathers are, we have been trained to forget that as well as having invested a great amount of care, love, attention, and hard work into our upbringing, our fathers are our sacred origin. Imam Sajjad explains, and the right of your father is that you should know that he is your root and you are his branch, and with Without him, you would not be. Whenever you see anything in yourself which pleases you, you should know that your Father is the root of its blessing upon you. So praise God and thank him in recognition of that, and there is no power but in God. The Holy Prophet has also taught us certain subtle things that we can do to show respect to our fathers. For example, don't call him by his first name. If there's a kid out there who calls his dad like, hey, Abdul, bring him to me, I will personally kick his as it is. I don't think that this in particular is such a great problem in the Muslim community today, thank God. But the next three things, don't walk ahead of him. Don't sit down before he does. Don't do things to cause your father to be blamed or sworn at. Now, there is a difference between physical parents and spiritual parents. That's right. As well as having physical, biological parents, each and every one of us has spiritual parents as well. According to numerous reports, Prophet Muhammad and Ali have been described as the two fathers of the Ummah. Now, the Holy Quran states, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets. So, are the ahadith which describe the Prophet and Imam Ali as the fathers of the Ummah contradicting the Quran? Well, no, because this verse was revealed in light of Zayd, the adopted son of the Holy Prophet, and was revealed in order to disavow a pagan practice, clarifying that one's adopted son is not the same as one's biological son. The verse is saying that the Prophet is not the physical father of Zayd or any of the men being addressed at the time. It does not negate the idea that the Holy Prophet still had children, and we know this because in another place in the Quran it says, O Muhammad, come, let us call our sons and your sons. Furthermore, the verse's statement, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets, is a clear testimony to the fact that the Holy Prophet's relationship with the Ummah is a deeply spiritual one, which transcends that of a mere physical father. Nay, he and Imam Ali are far more than that. They are the spiritual fathers of the Ummah. In fact, the Holy Prophet said, your best parents and those who are most entitled to get good and thanks from you are Muhammad and Ali. Imam Ali himself explained that our right on them, the Ummah, is much higher than that of their parents who gave them birth. And the sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq, has also assured us that a man who observes the right of his noblest fathers, Muhammad and Ali, even if he had neglected the rights of the biological parents and of all the servants of Allah, he will not be harmed because Muhammad and Ali will, on the day of justice, make his biological parents pleased with him. Fix up with Allah and Allah will make everything else fall into place.